This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Ames. Do you have on your heart what God has on His? Today, a look at what it means to be a world Christian. Daily Discipleship is a radio ministry of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known.
And now, Leroy Ames.
Frankly, the first time I heard the phrase world Christian, I did not know what it meant. I knew it had nothing to do with being a worldly Christian. And a few months later, I read an article in a missions magazine and learned that it meant having on our hearts what God has on His heart, or seeing the world from God's perspective. And the thing that is on God's heart is the billions of people in this world. How does a person gain that kind of perspective? Let me tell you how it happened to me. Shortly after I became a Christian, I met a man associated with the Navigators. It wasn't long until he had me involved in a small group Bible study made up of six men. We checked each other on our scripture memory verses. We shared our Bible study as we met each week. We shared prayer requests. We enjoyed some very meaningful Christ-centered fellowship. And that was about the extent of my spiritual interest. But it wasn't long until I began helping out in the high school department of our church. Later, our church sponsored a week of evangelistic meetings, and I soon joined a group of people engaged in a neighborhood calling program to invite them to the meetings. And some came, and some responded to the evangelistic message, and we rejoiced. A few months later, our church held its annual missions emphasis week. Missionaries from all parts of the world told us of the marvelous things the Lord was doing and also of the dangers and difficulties that they encountered. I found a growing prayer burden in my heart. It began with prayer for five other guys in the Bible study group. It grew to include the whole high school department of the church. Later it grew to include the missions of the church in reaching out to the neighborhood. And sometime after that, through the missions emphasis week, it grew to include the whole world, from praying for five guys to praying for the world. Christian, let me ask you a question. Are you a world Christian? Do you have on your heart what God has on His? If not, get a map of the world and then start with a prayer letter from a missionary, just one. Then get on your knees and go to work. You will be amazed at how your heart for others will grow. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, I'm Leroy Ames.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigators devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will give you a plan for Bible reading and offer practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.